Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Yount reaches second base with a double. Molitor moves to third. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam misplays the ball. That's an error on Sviam. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff strikes out. 1 out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviem strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Deer hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. 1 out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Allenson moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Swindell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sviem settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The ball gets by Surhoff for a passed ball. Allenson moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Deer is hit by the pitch. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Bell pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Dan Plesac now pitching. Dave Clark pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jay Bell now playing shortstop. Ron Washington now playing third base. Mel Hall now playing left field. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Sviam reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sviam tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Jones now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Braggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Allenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Allenson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Surhoff scoops up the ball and tags Allenson for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Sviam applying the tag. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.